Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, founder, owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Kids for Love Project, and of course, the Love by Intuition show. We have an amazing guest and a celebration for you tonight, today, or in the morning, whenever you listen to this show. And I should mention, this is a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. Go to our site and you can see all our glorious hosts, as well as the Love by Intuition show is heard Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. Well, I have with me Jeanette Crowley. I had her on the show some years ago. I fell in love with her. We met out on Western Mass. I went out to, actually, it was summer solstice that we had an experience together. She is an internationally respected spiritual teacher and founder of the Center for Creative Consciousness. She is author of The Eagle and the Condor, a true story of an unexpected spiritual adventure. And that's where I fell in love reading about her adventures. She just came back from Israel, and she'll share that. And she's a spiritual Indiana Jones, in essence. That's what she is. And also her new book, Soul Body Fusion, and it's a missing piece for healing and beyond, which we'll get into all of these glorious things. Without further ado, Jeanette, welcome to the show, or welcome back.
Thank you. So good to be with you again. It's been quite a few years, but I always love to keep up with you, Deborah. So thank you for the opportunity on the solstice.
Yes. So this is a special time, and from what I've come to read about, this particular day is the longest day, and it's a day of unity consciousness, people coming together in compassion and love, which is really what I'm all about, and all of us are about, whether we realize it or not. So you are going to share later on in the show a goddess activation, and we'll discuss both the divine feminine and the divine masculine energies. But let's start with the quantum energies. What's going on now and what we're moving towards? And I'm really excited about that because the station is taking the next step in what I'm calling quantum age.
You know, the quantum age is a great name for it. In fact, I was just with some channels at a big panel in Sedona, and one of the channels being said, the new age ended last week. And I go, okay, well, that's fine, and what's next? But I think the quantum age, because I was asking myself, what's that? And I think the quantum age is it. So let's, you know, take the listeners. December 21st, 2012, it seemed like it was a lot of hype. The Mayans actually did know something. And I'm a person quite clairvoyant. I travel around the world, been to 80 countries. So I can feel the pulse, actually, of all of human consciousness. I've been trained to do that. So December 21st, 2012, there was a shift. And for all of us, it may have hit like a bullet train. And so I'm just going to give a big, sweet picture of what the listeners may have experienced. And one is 2013, things fell apart. Because when this bullet train of light hit, it hit anything that wasn't serving oneness and goodness and godness and divinity. So if you were at the wrong job, if you were dilly-dallying around with relationships that weren't right, so you know, stuff hit the fan now generally for people 2013 because we had a disruptive amount of light coming in, disrupting what doesn't work anymore. For me, oh my gosh, my guide White Eagle retired after 26 years spontaneously. I decided after 22 years to sell my house and leave my husband. So everything I had known fell apart. So then 2014 is, so 2013 is rocky. 2014, last year, was a time for consciously seeding the kind of future we want. You know, being grateful, being balanced, being non-judgmental, being compassionate, being whatever. So that's, and of course it doesn't stop seeding that ground because you can't put seeds in flat, untilled soil. So 2013 tilled the soil and turned it upside down. Last year was seeding. The good news is 2015 is the year of manifestation, and it's halfway through. So if you're not manifesting what you want, you better get on the ball. So the quantum age, Deborah, is, you know, we're truly multidimensional beings, and we've been kind of locked into this 3D materialistic world, and it doesn't work for us. So we're beginning to lift the veils, meditate, read books, have synchronistically magic things happen. So things are happening that can't be explained in the old way, and maybe even very, very strange things where you lose time or you spontaneously go to a past life. These, I call them quantum events. So as we wake up our quantum self, the gifts of our multidimensional self begin to percolate into this life. So we're needing to stay balanced. I think the watchword for making 2015 the right year for manifestation is to stay balanced. It's very important to be grounded, not to separate, oh, that's my spiritual life and that's my normal life, but do your meditation while you're in your body, not flying around the cosmos. Do your life while you're spiritual. Be in a high place. So I would say the quantum age, balance is number one to get the most out of it. So that's a long answer to your question, Deborah.
Right. That's good, though. That's very good. And so bringing in let's bring in your Soul Body Fusion book, because you feel the missing piece for healing and beyond is in what came to you through the cosmos, as one would say, as a gift.
You know, because I, like most people, was schizophrenic in my life, not mentally so, but I had my normal life where I was a leadership consultant for Fortune 500 companies. And then what was much more satisfying was my spiritual life where I would teach workshops and do channeled readings for people, and that was just so cool. And I was always trying to bridge the two, not realizing that the bridge is me. I'm the thing that both those lives have in common, so it's already bridged. And one day I was reading a book called The Journey of Souls by Dr. Michael Newton, and he hypnotized people, and he took them back, not to past lives, but to the time between lives, and he asked them questions like, what are you doing when you're not on Earth, and how do you pick your parents, and how do you decide what body to take, and all these things. And one of the interviews he had in his book, this transcriptions, was a woman who said that her soul is very busy between her lives, that she's helping people get connected to their body. And her words were more or less that because our physical body is so dense and our soul self, our spiritual self, is so light, that sometimes the frequencies never match in some people, and they have a really difficult life. And that astonished me because I thought, holy cow, how could it be that our soul doesn't fit in our body? I would assume that they're together. So I did this little experiment. I closed my eyes and I asked to feel, and the listeners, as long as they're not driving, they can do it now, to really feel the essence of your body. So I'll give you a few seconds to feel that. And don't think about it. It's just kind of a flash of what your body feels like energetically. And now feel the frequency signature of your soul or your spirit. And then compare the two. Do they support each other? Do they even acknowledge each other? Are they in conflict? Are they totally merged? So when I did it that first morning, I found that it was as if they're both playing on different teams. They weren't hurting each other, but they weren't supporting. And I said, oh my gosh, I better fix this. Well, how do you fix it? I don't know. So I used this visualization, and it later became Soul Body Fusion, which is the book I wrote that's now in 12 languages. I certify teachers all over the world and practitioners in it. But I just imagined going to a place high enough where both my spirit and my body's frequencies harmonized. So for me, I just imagined I was in some elevator going higher and higher until I sensed that they both connected or reconnected. And
you could
I have
feel
to say,
it.
Deborah, I have to say, I didn't feel anything. I just kind of knew, okay, I think this is it. I felt nothing. And I said, well, I think they're together. So I said, I'm going to stay here for 5 or 10 minutes and meditate and just declare that this is the place I want to live from now on, where they are in harmony. And because I didn't feel anything, I said to the universe, I need direct confirmation from outside because I don't feel a darn thing. So then I went to breakfast in the first at a coffee shop at where I was speaking, and the first thing a woman said was, "You look radiant this morning." Now, that's a code word for sure, because, Deborah, nobody is radiant before breakfast. And then no one calls other people radiant. It's just not a word you use. So I thought, thank you, universe. Something had changed. So I started doing this thing just by intention on people. And the first person, she started shaking, she started burping, she started having hot flashes, and I'm thinking, wow, I didn't feel anything. And it was as if her cells totally transformed in half an hour, and that they just restructured in front of us. And she was pretty psychic. She could tell that something huge happened. She had to go to bed for like a day and a half as if she had just had open heart surgery or something. And it was so phenomenal, Deborah. My first client's friend, I'll call her my first volunteer, her friend said that it was as if she was enlightened when she finally woke up. So whatever this was, I didn't have a name for it. Now I call it Soul Body Fusion. But it's really where we're grounding our divinity into our materiality, which is why we were born here in the first place. So when I do this goddess activation, it's going to have part of a transmission of Soul Body Fusion so people can get this while they're listening to my words or probably listening to our silence. So it's a very cool thing. I call it the missing piece for healing and beyond, because so many people are healing themselves by finally getting their soul and their body, and some instantaneously of addictions or, I mean, diabetes, cancer. The reason I wrote the book is so many people emailed me of what happened to them or their friends when they did this little soul-body fusion process. And so I realized that the only thing that ever does heal ourselves is us. Our soul.
Right.
It looks like it's someone else. So this is not a healer. A healer doesn't do anything. We just kind of hold the space for someone to open up to their divinity.
Right, and that's really what you're doing. Many people don't realize they have their own divinity. And so you're opening that up so it can expand and explore. And with that said, many times things start to heal because you're blossoming to the light that you are. So,
you know, and Deborah, you said people don't know about their divinity. I think divinity, we have it in our religious category. Honestly, it's physical. It's a frequency. It's a vibration of our multidimensional self. It's just higher dimensions of us. So it's very physical. It can be seen if you measure biophotons, you can see it. People can see it in the aura. So, you know, when we think of divinity, it's up there with Holy Spirit and grace, and we can't really grasp it, but this, it is our divinity, but it's totally scientific, it's totally real, it totally materializes in our body.
Absolutely. And so for people to get the book, they can go on Amazon, they can go on your site. We actually have it listed on our books we adore. And I should mention that it is the book of the month for Dream Vision 7 in July. And we usually have a drawing every month, so someone could actually win it.
Good. And if they do get it from me, I'll sign it. And when I sign it, I put your name in it, and I kind of energize the transmissions in the books. But you can get it through Amazon and digitally.
Right. Very good. So now, because we have so much, I also wanted you to just share a bit about Mark, because you channel Mark. And I have to ask, was Mark involved at all with the creation of Soul Body Fusion?
So 26 years ago, I started channeling, or 28 years ago, I started channeling White Eagle just in response to, hey, you know, what is this other world? And 26 years ago, this being called Mark came in, and I was hoping he would have a more divine, you know, esoteric name, but I think that's all I could say because his energies were so big, they about fried me. And Mark's been working with me for 26 years. Every Monday night I have a class, and we experience expanded consciousness. So it's not some channel sitting there telling you stuff that you have to understand through your brain. He takes us on journeys, so he tells us a little bit, and then we go there, and we know. We know the space. We know what quantum consciousness feels like to us. So if anyone's interested in that, and I'm so excited that it's becoming more popular around the world, I've got free Mark meditations in my listening room on my website, and you can get audios or CDs. It's cool stuff, and we are working with higher dimensions, the eighth dimension, which is the quantum void, learning how to quantum jump, which means we go to a place of stillness, and then we choose our next reality. And what I find is it's bringing more magic, more unbelievable synchronicity, you know, jaw-dropping stuff that for all of us it happens sometimes, but imagine your world when it happens more and more. So that's really what's happening for all of us. All of us, whether we know it or not, are waking up. And so Mark is kind of a guide to the higher dimensions of us.
Very good. Yeah, I love when you to actually experience it. When we did the summer solstice some years back, it had such a special energy that just it just went around the whole huge circle of people instantaneously. And it was something that you can recapture. And that's what I like to say when anyone has experienced this overwhelming light or energy or a miraculous thing, to remember it, remember how it felt. And if there's a time, because we all live in an ebb and flow world, you can recapture that and zip right into it and refill it and re-energize. I know that you do that a lot. I do as well.
Yeah, because, you know, in a quantum world, there's no time-space, so anything that was still is. And so
yes,
we can go there. It's just that our operating system is like Windows 1954, and the apps we want to run are, you know, Apple 2020. And so we really have to reprogram, restructure our consciousness, which is structured because we have certain pathways in our brain that support the old us, and we need to open up new pathways in our brain. And so when I do this activation in a few minutes, part of its job is to open up new pathways of light that move us into our version of our quantum world, because everyone everyone is quantum, and everyone is able to wake up. You don't have to be more holy. You don't have to be more smart. You don't have to meditate. It's just a scientific principle that we are multidimensional. So in the activation, people will get an experience of it, though I have to say sometimes there's very little in the experience. There's very little feeling, but there's knowing. You come out of it saying, I didn't see angels, I didn't feel the earth shake, but I know that I'm different. That's what I'm going for. Not really the souvenirs that prove it, but the knowing that you transformed. And what I'm about is instantaneous transformation. When Mark first came, I said, hey, I don't want to study. I don't want some practice that I have to do mantra or get up at 4 a.m. and do ceremonies every day. I want the and I don't want something I have to learn and redo. I want something that's instantaneous. And so that's why Mark gives us experiences where we are changed.
Yes.
And that's what I'll bring through without Mark.
We need to take our break. And for everyone out there, if you would like to learn more, purchase the book that's signed by Jeanette, you can go to her site. It's JeanetteCrowley.com. Jeanette is J-O-N-E-T-T-E, Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y, all one word, JeanetteCrowley.com. And if anyone would like to call in later on, Mason is in the house, and our numbers here are 617-237-1234 or toll-free 866-338-9663. Again, 617-237-1234, 866-338-9663. Back in a moment.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirit of conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
JT Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14th, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. JT found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
And we are back with Jeanette Crowley, and I want to get right into it because we're going to speak of the goddess activation, but what to bring it up to the special day, summer solstice, and the divine and masculine energies that come in. If I could speak here, spit it out, Deborah, how they both fit into awakening the consciousness that we're experiencing now. Go ahead, Janet.
Great. And this is the solstice, and the summer solstice in my book is the most powerful day of the year. And I was told by my guides that this is the most important summer solstice since December 21st, 2012. So I did ceremonies today, and it's so interesting. A lot of my friends said, oh, we got drawn to have these private gatherings in our home. So, you know, the day isn't over yet. Go outside, take a look in the sky, because we've got Venus, which is love and which rules the feminine. And we've got Jupiter in a line, and Jupiter is an outer planet. Venus is an inner planet. And then we've got the crescent moon, which is emotions and love and also the feminine. So today, tonight, they should be all in a line. And so, you know, the whole universe is kind of supporting us. But in talking about, we hear so much about the rebirth of the goddess and the importance of the rising of the divine feminine. And my understanding is, obviously, we see that the masculine actions, not men, but masculine actions of competition and conflict and war seems to have taken over. So it's as if our maternal, maiden, feminine, holistic, nurturing side needs to come back into humanity. And I've often asked my guides, how did it get so much imbalance? And they said that when the divine feminine stops showing up, that we women stopped showing up as our goddess selves and we kept compromising, that the divine masculine's natural role and the divine man's natural role is support, partnership, but supporting the feminine to do her magic. And when the feminine wasn't standing in her power, the masculine didn't have a place to stand next to. So the masculine turned from support to its default, which is competition and conflict. And so we've had centuries or millennia of competition and conflict. And so it's really important in all of us, whether we're male or female, that we open up that nurturing, right brain, holistic, non-competitive, compassionate side of ourselves and get our world back in balance. And how I'm going to do this, and when people get the Soul Body Fusion book, you'll find that I surprisingly channeled a goddess from Atlantis when I was in Malta, and I won't talk about her, but I had another surprising visit by a strong feminine power when I was in Israel, and I was raised as a Catholic girl. I'm not anymore. I'm eclectic. I'm everything. But I was in a very holy city called Tzfat in Israel, and in a synagogue that was the center of the Kabbalistic movement. And I asked, and I'd never been in a synagogue before, and I asked to sit in Elijah's chair. And Elijah was the prophet who was taken in a chariot of fire up to heaven in the Old Testament. I sat in this chair because someone wanted to take my picture. It was totally innocent. I closed my eyes, Deborah, and I went into a high, high trance. I don't know where I was. It was wordless. It was beautiful. Tears came down my cheeks. I don't know because there was no feeling there. It was beyond feeling. And when I got up from that chair, I heard in my head, Deborah, 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 like with such urgency. And I'm thinking, what in the heck is that? And so I asked our Israeli guide, who's Deborah? And she said, in the Old Testament, she was a prophetess. She has the book of Deborah, one of the only women to have a book in the Old Testament. When she said that, I just started bawling. So I don't know if I was her or I was channeling her, who knows. But that evening, and that's what's leading into what we're going to do now, that evening, surprising me because I've only really for 28 years channeled Mark and White Eagle with guest appearances by Ash Datara, that night I channeled Deborah, and she came through very strong. And so I'm going to transmit the energies from Deborah, and it's an activation into your right hand. Most initiations happen into our left, which is our receiving hand. This is the action hand. So imagine that the goddess, whoever it is for you, Deborah, a high initiating being, a feminine high initiating being, is going to take your right hand now. I'm going to be silent for a minute or so and transmit these energies. I don't expect you to feel anything. Just intend that you're receiving an activation into your right hand. It's activating who you already are at a higher level. It's balancing. It's creating new pathways. And you may not feel anything at all. Now put your right hand that's been activated onto your heart, and that's it. So sit with that for a moment. And now it's as if the activation goes, is transmitted from your heart into all parts of your body. And what our intention here is to have us honor the light on this longest day, to have us honor the balance of the divine feminine, the goddess activation, but this is Father's Day, the divine masculine as well. All of us want balance in our self and in our society. And then take a really deep breath. Feeling grounded, but perhaps different. And this is, of course, a very quick activation, but activations, initiations, anything in this quantum world are beyond time and space. So if I had 20 minutes, that would have been nice. If I have 3, that works fine as well. So just feel a balancing happening between the hemispheres of your brain. And imagine your crown chakra opening up and connecting to Venus, the planet of love. And then imagine your feet connecting to Mother Earth, grounding. And that's it. It'll keep going. So even while we talk or you have your break, it'll keep going. So it doesn't end when I'm not talking about it. It's a doorway that's open for all of us. So thank you. And it doesn't need to have a name. I'm calling it the Deborah Activation because that's what happened most recently. But it's Goddess Activation.
Absolutely. And every time the show is heard, it will activate that group of people that listen. It'll just be a continuation. That's what you
And I wonder if people are feeling hot. All of a sudden, I feel really, really hot. My right hand's still plastered on my heart, and oh my God, it's hot. So,
yes. It is. And I wanted to mention too, and we need to go out to a break, but there was a time when people talked about the women taking over, and I really feel it's about both, as you have so articulated, that it's a balance, not one higher than the other, but two working together in love.
Yes. In love, exactly. Perfect harmony. Yeah. And that, and it's happening. It is.
Absolutely. So with that said, everyone, we're going out for a break again to connect with Jonette. It's JonetteCrowley.com, J-O-N-E-T-T-E, Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y. Her book is Soul Body Fusion, and also her first book, The Eagle and the Condor. We'll be back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723. Or go to lovebyintuition.com.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience.
Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
And we are back. And I wanted to put out again that the show, Love by Intuition, can be heard every week on 1510 AM. And it can also be heard every day on our own station. It's syndicated with 10 others, Dream Visions, the number 7radio.com. Also sign up for our newsletter and you'll be in the drawing for our book of the month. And check out, if there's authors out there, check out what we offer. Featured writers, audio for your books, as well as we have featured musicians now. And it's a great way of getting your CD or your book promoted throughout the stations. All right, so we are back, and we're going to get into a story I'd love to hear about. The inner earth beings are out to play. And in essence, if once you connect with all that you are in the universe, there are so many beings that can support us or are supporting us. And all we have to do is open up our hearts to that ability. So please tell us the story, Janet.
So true. And after this activation, it's just going to keep on processing, and we did it quickly, but it doesn't matter. That's all we needed to do is plug you in.
Good point.
So when I talk about the multidimensionality, it also means that the veils are thin. One example, and this isn't my big story, is I was doing a past life regression with a client over the phone, and I always go, when they go somewhere into their past to look at something, I travel along with them. So I was traveling with Attila to see a life where he was a woman, very poor, with lots of kids. And the first time ever, so we kind of show up into this woman's life in Attila's past, and she and one of the kids could see us as time travelers, as visitors. And I have never seen that. I've talked to past life regressionists. So it shows that the veils are thin and things that are totally irreconcilable, you know, and unbelievably true are true. So my story is with inner earth beings. I'm asking people, what are some quantum events in your life? And this one, I was teaching in Estonia last September, and Estonia is one of the Baltic countries that used to be part of Russia, and they have a very natural, ancient sort of culture. And my friend said, let's go to the witch's well. And I love anything that sounds like the witch's well in a deep, dark forest of Estonia. I mean, doesn't that sound exotic? So I'm in. And we go to this place, and the old man is this caretaker of a power spot that has all these strange things happening. There's underground rivers and caves, and the same family has protected this place for 14 generations, which is unbelievable. Private land, so we go there, and I see this indentation where the land has kind of subsided into a sinkhole. And I told the man, I said, this is the center. This is the center of the power spot. And just as I said it, I sensed, I saw, but not, you know, not really, with my clairvoyant eyes, I saw some beings. And they wanted me to see them, but not really. And so I said, you know, why are you hiding? And they said into my mind, clairvoyant, you know, clairaudiently, we don't trust you. And I think, well, heck, I'm not surprised at all. You know, we humans, we're not that trustworthy. And so I said, why don't you trust us? And they said, because of what you do to the land. So myself, my two friends, and this man who's the guardian of the land, we circled this subsidence area, and I decided we would do the Ho'oponopono prayer, which is the Hawaiian prayer of forgiveness. And so we said to these inner earth beings these few statements: I love you, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And we had tears because it was as if we were, on behalf of all mankind, asking for forgiveness from all inner earth beings, all nature spirits, for everything we've done to totally trash nature. And so a few minutes of silence, and then I heard into my head them responding back, and they said, can we do the prayer to you? And in our inner ears, we heard them saying the same thing. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And it was the most moving thing, this communication with other beings. And then we went deeper into the forest, and we really did a huge healing because people had misused the power places. So wherever you live, go outside. These nature spirits, one of the, they're called, some of them, they all have different names, but one of the words is a name with a Gaelic derivative, and it's pronounced the she, and they are beings that are descended from the stars as we are, but they're more like the fairy beings, and we went more materialistic, but at one time we were the same. We have the same ancestors, and you spell it S-I-D-H-E. So if you look up on Amazon, S-I-D-H-E, I'd never heard of it until about 8 months ago. There's all these books about interactions with these people, but it's pronounced she. And so, especially on the solstice, you know, go out and look at the stars. Go out and watch the sunset, depending where you are, or even if you listen to this later. And ask to connect with the inner earth beings because they want to. And you'll just feel it as an impression in your head. It won't be, you know, they're not going to materialize in front of your computer. or maybe they will, but they didn't for me.
You never know.
Just be open to more and more communication with beings and dimensions and star brothers and sisters and unbelievable beings, because they're there. You know, we're multidimensional and so are they, and it's time we got the blinders off and we started being one with our cosmic family. That's what this time is about. And magic ensues, Deborah, just amazing magic.
Right. And what would you say to someone that's listening that may be fearful of what might come if they were to tune in to these beings or others?
Well, you are sovereign. Always ask to tune in only to the highest and best, only to love, only to light. And in the spiritual world, if you set those parameters, nothing can come through it. It's like an ironclad barrier. So your intention for love and light and only the highest. So if you're fearful, then do connect with something that doesn't make you fearful, like the fairies of the trees or the fairies of the flowers, something that won't disturb you. And then, you know, now I have no fear. I even call for the Dark Lords and say, hey, Dark Lords, your gig's up. It's time for light. We have compassion on you. You know, if you want your soul back, we know you sold it. But if you want it back, do soul body fusion, and even you can be redeemed. And so, you know, I've even looked at fear and looked at the darkest evil. And when you look at it with light, it just, it withers like the witch where you throw water on her. It really does. So
well, and,
fear,
and that's,
fear is
and
your
that's
ego's
the thing. If,
job.
If you go to what you're afraid of instead of backing off and running away, if you go forward, then it isn't what you visioned in that sense. It isn't dark. It's light everywhere.
And our greatest liberation is through our fears. So your fears show you where your greatest powers are. So like
right,
you said, go
exactly.
into them, because your greatest liberation is there. Denial just keeps us in our little chains.
Right. Well, we've only got a few more minutes, Jenna, and I wanted you to share your events and things that you've got coming up.
Cool. Well, as a spiritual Indiana Jones, I always ask my guides what's next. And I just came back from Israel and Jordan about 3 weeks ago. And
how long
I'm planning
did you stay
to
there?
I was there about 2 weeks, but I was teaching in Europe for a month before.
Oh, wow.
But I'm leading an extraordinary group, so people are invited to in September to the pyramids in Bosnia. They discovered pyramids that are bigger than the Cheops pyramid in Egypt, and it's hiding in plain sight as a mountain. And it has strange energies that they've measured. It has tunnels with very weird artifacts, man-made cement that's more than 5,000 years old, much older than the pyramids in Egypt. And so I checked it out last year, and now I'm going to bring a group. So if you have an adventurous spirit, Bosnia is a beautiful country. Then we're going to go to Medjugorje, which is the place where the apparitions of Mary showed up in the old Yugoslavia, now Bosnia. And then we're going to end up on the Croatian coast. That's September. Then in February, I'm guided to go to Cambodia and Vietnam to put our attentions now in Asia, because my attention has been in Europe and the Middle East. And then the next year, so 2016 is Cambodia and Vietnam, 2017 is Australia with an adjunct to New Zealand, and 2018 is Tibet. So if there's adventures out there, just make sure you get on my newsletter list.
Right, good point. And so do you feel more at home doing these activations in different sacred places than you are in Colorado?
No, but I am at home wherever I am, and that's what enables me to travel and to enjoy it and to be grounded wherever I am. No, you can activate powerful energies here, but when you go to sacred sites, it is amped up. It is easier, whether you go to Machu Picchu or a pyramid or Angkor Wat in Cambodia or Tibet. It is stronger, I have to say.
Yeah, and collectively with the group of people and the energies and the soil and
so fun.
Everything.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And again, this show will be heard Tuesday and Friday on our own station, 6 a.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And do go on the site for Jeanette, and it's JeanetteCrowley.com. Sign up for her newsletter and all the goodness that she can bring to you and help you. If you're not conscious now or just starting, you can get right into it and blossom faster, I feel, than if you were to do it on your own. So with that said, everyone out there, thank you, Jeanette.
Thank you.
You take care, and till the next time, everyone, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723.
1723 or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one and we are all part of the miracle of love.